Welcome back to Mugs of the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder and Rick Windham, glad to be with you here for a Monday, March 28th edition. As always, it's thanks to local shelter insurance agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the shelter guys of North Platte, Nebraska. Going back to KODY phone lines now, as we're pleased to welcome in our good friend Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, as always, it's a blessing to talk to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. Morning. Happy to be here.
Now, Sean, going back to last week, temperature-wise, I don't think we had a whole lot of changes. We did have some colder temperatures at some points last week, along with slight precipitation, if memory serves correct, but didn't really amount to a whole lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't. Speaking first of temperatures, we had a series of cold fronts that dropped through, which kept temperatures at least kind of closer to normal. They weren't those deep Arctic plunges that we saw back in February, but more like Pacific cold fronts that brought temperatures closer to normal. But you hit it on the head with the precipitation. Unfortunately, we did not see much. Most locations, less than a tenth of an inch, if even just a couple hundredths of an inch of precip, which is unfortunate. We really wanted to see a lot more than that, but at least we got a few chances, albeit light precipitation going forward over the next 7 days.
And going back to last week as well, was Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Yes, it was. And, hopefully everybody had their opportunity to, test out their plan or at least think about their plan. Because, here in Nebraska, it's not a question of if, but when, tornadoes do strike. And, we just always want to make sure that folks are prepared and aware, about severe weather. And just ask those questions. Where would we go? If severe weather were to strike, if there was a tornado warning issued, where is that safest place in your house or your business or what have you? For us, we always look for the most interior room in your house, preferably on the lowest level. So get as low to the ground as you can, put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible.
I did think about this last week, but that was Wednesday, and I was so far out in the boonies, Sean, that I couldn't even get a weather alert or hear any sirens for the test.
And Rick, you bring up a wonderful point there. We love the ruralness of Nebraska. That's what makes this special. But a lot of the times you can't get those alerts, and that's why being aware of the potential for severe weather, before you venture out, say, on a camping trip or a fishing trip before you go out hunting, if you hear that, hey, there could be some big storms today, and there's the potential for tornadoes, when those storms develop, okay, it's time to get to a safe location rather than being out exposed in the elements.
That's especially true when you're fishing and out on the water in a boat on a lake like McConaughey or Merritt. You can get in real trouble if that storm blows up and you're not aware that it's coming and have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much so. I loved kayak fish. That's my favorite way of fishing. And obviously, you don't want to be out on the water with any amount of wave action on the lake, in a kayak, especially a big body water. But, those storms, lightning hazard, hail, you got the heavy rain and just being exposed out there, and then plus the wind. We see typically every year here in Nebraska, at least in the 26 counties that we serve, we see at least 80 to 100 mile an hour winds every year out of thunderstorms. These are not tornadic winds. These are thunderstorm winds.
Yikes.
At least probably, 5 to 10 times a year we see that. So definitely could be disastrous. And you're out there having fun. You don't want anything to ruin your recreation.
No.
And Sean, in today's world, with forecasting where it is and the accuracy that's behind it too, you can pretty well know before you head out if there's any threats or any huge risk.
Definitely. We're really good. The technology is there to say, okay, there will be severe weather over a region. Where the storms form, that's more of a micro scale, and we got to look for those fine scale boundaries or those certain ingredients where they come together. But regionally, we're really good. We can see days out, okay, this is going to be a good day for potential for severe weather. So, again, just paying attention to your weather forecast, that really puts you miles ahead of where you would be if you didn't have a or were aware of the weather. So,
again, we have Sean Jacobs, who serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joining us here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. And Sean, as we look ahead for the forecast and the temperatures this week, what can we expect throughout Lincoln County?
You know, we're looking at a roller coaster this week. We're going to start off pretty warm today and even tomorrow. Now, we do get a front that comes through tomorrow, so your temperatures are going to start cooling late in the afternoon. But we're looking at highs generally in the upper 60s, possibly lower 70s, again, today and tomorrow. Then we get that cold front, and it will bring in or usher in a chance of precipitation, rain possibly mixing with some snow. We're not looking at any major accumulations. I think most locations will just see a dusting of snowfall. But if you happen to be lucky and get under the band of heaviest snow, you might see upwards to an inch. And then we're cold on Wednesday, or cool, I should say, on Wednesday, and it's going to be breezy. So you'll definitely want to send your kids to school with a coat. Highs are going to be in the lower 40s, and it's just going to be kind of one of those raw days, you know, with a lot of wind blowing. It's just cold. Then we warm back up on Thursday, and we start cooling back down late in the day on Friday. And into the weekend as another front comes through, and the potential for more precipitation.
Well, we'll take the precipitation, that's
absolutely
for sure.
We will take it. And, you know, I will say, unfortunately, nothing right now that looks like it's going to be one of those good soaking rainfalls that we so desperately want. But, we'll take a little bit, even if it's just a chance at this point.
Yeah, every bit makes a difference, that's for sure.
I do want to thank you for this morning. You did a good job with this one. As I was walking across the street from the parking lot, there were three flocks of cranes coming over town, and just listening to them is always good.
You know, I love it. I love it. There's so many things that make Nebraska special, but we had a visitor from Florida last week out at the office.
Oh, cool.
We're doing some drone training where we're going to be using some drones to help out with aerial surveys of tornadoes and some other facility surveys and such. But this gentleman's like, oh, we got cranes. We got cranes in Florida. I know all about them. But we were out going over some of the drones, and the cranes flew over. And he's like, those aren't like our cranes back in Florida.
Nope.
And he was excited about it. And no. it's special. It really is special.
Yes, Florida has a fair population of cranes, but they're non-migratory.
They're non-migratory. That's what he was explaining, yes.
Yep.
Now, Sean, I was intrigued a minute ago. You're talking about doing some aerial coverage of tornadic activity. If there is a funnel of sorts, how high in the air do you have to go with a drone of sorts without that getting sucked into the tornado itself?
I'm guessing this is post-tornado.
Is this more post?
Yes, this is definitely post-tornado.
Okay, makes a lot more sense.
If he's flying over or into the tornado, that's going to be the first drone I've ever seen powered by a 454 Chevy engine.
It's going to have some power, that's for sure. Oh. So this would be more post than anything.
Yeah, drone technology, obviously is exploding, across the world. And
sure,
there's just an unlimited amount of usage for drones. NOAA actually uses drones to, watch whales safely, to not bother them. You think about having to send a ship out to count whales over an area. But now you can send this unmanned, aircraft out, and it's way up in the air, but the camera optics are so good that you can count the drones, or excuse me, the whales, and not even bother them. Same you can do with sea turtles. There's so many uses. Now, with us, if we can get the permission of the landowner, we don't have to hike through miles and miles of sand hills to see where the starting point, the ending point of a tornado was.
Mm.
We can just get our little drone up, we can fly out, and we're basically surveying land, and then if there's an area that looks, particularly interesting, then we can go over there. But if not, we get the start-stop point and save us just a tremendous amount of time. And, that's what we're hoping to prove in our project. One of the just a few offices in the United States here, the North Platte office actually has one, and there's five of us now that have our FAA license to fly it. And, you know, it's pretty neat. It's going to be pretty neat. Now, we're not talking, if you think drones, sometimes you think some of those big military drones.
Sure.
Nothing like this. They're much, much smaller, real small, and very, very limited impact, on, if any. So it'll be neat.
Very interesting.
Hopefully we'll find uses for it other than just, you know, surveying damage. Hopefully there's other uses that we can do to prove it's worth, you know, for us.
Hopefully so, yes. And Sean, I want to bring up as well, I noticed on Friday that there was a red flag warning in effect from the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Can you give folks a reminder, what is a red flag warning?
Sure. So red flag warning is just our opportunity to inform people that, hey, the weather conditions are favorable for extreme fire growth or very erratic fire behavior. And it's not the National Weather Service telling people, you know, don't burn, whatever. That's between you and your local fire department, fire chief, or emergency management. That's not us. We just say, hey, watch out. And it's a good partnership. We work with a lot of state and federal partners, as well as a lot of local volunteer fire departments. We don't understand the fuels. You know, the fuels have to be ready and primed to burn in order for a red flag warning to be issued. So it's a good partnership, good collaboration, where we talk to these agencies and individuals, and they say, you know what, if the fire were to start in our prairie, it's going to rip through there if the weather conditions are favorable. So it's just our way of telling people, hey, these weather conditions are favorable, so just be careful.
And looking at this week, Sean, are there going to be any red flag warnings possibly in effect for this week?
Quite possibly. In fact, there's one off to our west today because of very, very warm and dry air and some wind. Basically, the panhandle, eastern panhandle, and western sand hills is under a red flag warning. And we'll be watching, you know, closely over the central sand hills and even southwest Nebraska. If the winds kick up, then, you know, certainly, there's the potential for red flag warning. What I tell them, and I've done a lot of training with wildland firefighters, what I say is this time of year, before all the fuels have grained up, you know, this is, they're all cured. Basically, you add any wind and any warm temperatures, you have the potential for large fire spread. So until we can get some really good precipitation, until everything starts greening back up, folks need to be careful.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, we hit it all today. I wasn't expecting to talk about red flag warnings and drones, and I think we hit it all. I do want to say one thing, if I may.
Absolutely.
You know, for those that might want to catch a live storm spotter training where we talk about all types of severe weather, we do have one in Ogallala on the 31st at 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. It's a little bit of a drive for those here in North Platte, but it's worth your time. And also, we have our first virtual advanced spotter talk this year, and we're talking about flash flooding this year. And all you have to do is go on to weather.gov/LBF, and you can sign up for that virtual offering. It will be on the 29th at 7 p.m. Central. So just would urge people, if you're looking for something fun to do, and if you enjoy weather, come out to one of our classes. We'd love to have you.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Have a great week, Sean.
Y'all too.